So the other day I was cleaning out some stuff, tidying the room a little bit, and I found a few of my old notebooks from when I was a teenager, writing lyrics for my band and stuff. Actually, these weren't even for my band. These were lyrics that I had written before I even started up a band. They were just masses of lyrics that I was writing in the potential hope that I would eventually have a band.
How old were you?
About 14, I think, at this point.
So this is before I knew you?
Yeah, this is a few years before you knew me. Good. So, yeah, we've been together for like 14 years now. And you haven't even seen these. I've never shown you these lyrics.
I know. I feel like I'm going to be as embarrassed as you're going to be, though.
Yeah, I'm just looking through some of them and they are really embarrassing. But I was 14, I was, you know, I was hormonal, I was going through puberty, like, lots of stuff.
I know, but everybody tries to, like, throw those in the bin, like, any kind of potential memories of those away.
Yeah, but it's fun to, I don't know, it's fun to keep hold of it for moments like this.
I don't know, I feel like I'm going to regret this.
Okay. So the first one, this may be the first ever lyric I had written. In fact, like, so the notebook that I have, I've even titled it. Maybe this was supposed to be the name of my title. The title of my album.
Yeah.
On the front cover of the notebook, the title is Sowing the Seeds of Fear and Hate.
With teenage angst.
Teenage angst. Song number one is Conspiracy Humpty.
Wait, what do you mean Humpty?
You'll see when I mean, what other Humpty is there?
Humpty Dumpty. Conspiracy Humpty sat on a wall.
So, let me begin. Conspiracy Humpty. I can't look at you in the eye whilst I'm doing this, so I'm just going to look at the paper.
Okay.
I'm not who you think I am. I am the knife in your back. All the pigtails love you now, and I bet you're proud of that. Quick break. I've no idea what that means.
I'm so confused.
If it had any meaning to me, then I've completely forgotten what.
The pigtails what?
All the pigtails love you now, and I bet you're proud of that. So we all suck our lollipops and hope our troubles go away. Do you think this life is good? Well, Humpty didn't fall. He was pushed.
Oh, Conspiracy Humpty.
Why can't you... And this is the chorus. Why can't you see what you're doing to these? The white and the pure, but you're feeding them more. The white and the pure, you're making them sore. I guess it's some sort of bridge or middle eight. Mind breakers, soul takers, life enders, egg pushers.
Oh my god.
So you're the puppets that they adore. You corrupt their minds, you feed them more. Maybe they'll see you're not so cool. Maybe they'll see the king behind the wall. Mind breakers, soul takers, life enders, egg pushers. Why can't you see what you're doing to these? The white and the pure, but you're feeding them more. The white and the pure, you're making them sore. The white and the pure, you'll sell yourself for. The white and the pure.
You're what? You'll sell yourself.
You're selling yourself for.
What does that mean?
You're selling yourself for the white and the pure.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
The white and the pure, their future's no more. Their future's no more.
Do you remember what this song was about?
No idea. Absolutely not. I have no idea what any of these songs are about. Or maybe one or two. I don't know. What do you think it's about?
It's hard to tell.
I was already very suspicious of the story of Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Maybe you thought, well, there's just so many things going on in the song.
Next song. It's called Careless Hate. So yeah, about 14, maybe early 15. I can't really remember when I wrote these. This might be even before I changed schools, so that would be like year 9. Or maybe just as I changed school, so early year 10.
That's quite old. Yeah.
What's that, like 14, 15? It's classic teenage angst stuff, right?
Yeah.
Or trying to be really poetic and finding, like...
making just this nonsense.
Careless hate. Why do you hate me? Why should I care? What does it matter if I do not share? You always believed you were better than me, but I know that I should be handled carefully. The old will try to throw me away.
Sorry, the old?
The old will try to throw me away.
What? The old all try to?
The old all try to, as in old people.
The old will?
The old all.
What's all? The old all try to.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
The old will try to throw me away. I only smiled, said have a nice day. You're looking at me in all your disgust. Please beat me and hurt me, but only if you must. Discriminate my dress as I do your faith. I dislike your sound. You are never my mate.
What? That doesn't. Does that rhyme?
Faith and mate. It's a half rhyme. But now I want you to get on your knees. If you want to live, you'll have to say please. You will not stop till I am no more. You take and you kill. Now you're starting a war. And I'll do my best to hold my head high. But I know that I will eventually die. But before I leave, I'd just like to say, you've sucked all my goodness, with my hate you pay. So why do you hate me? Why should I care? What does it matter? I still do not care.
What's that about? I think that's about your mum.
You think that's about my mum?
Or like, just old people?
That's probably just generally like how... I used to wear like band t-shirts and stuff and like listen to loud rock music and
yeah.
I felt like demonized by like
have you told the
elders.
Story about your Nirvana shirt?
No.
On the bus?
No.
It's like that kind of moment.
Yeah, so like when I had a Nirvana t-shirt with on the front was just a big picture of Kurt Cobain's face, and on the back had lyrics from one of his songs, or a song title in fact, saying I hate myself and I want to die. And it wasn't when I was on the bus, I was like walking. Twice this happened to me, actually, twice. One time in my own hometown, another time when I was out walking in a shopping centre. An old lady like came up to me and said, why do you hate yourself? Like, are you okay? Do you need to talk? I was like, no, man, it's just the lyric from a t-shirt. She's like, are you sure? Like, we can go and talk if you want. Like I know people. Twice that happened to me.
So she was just trying to be helpful. And then you go and write a song about how everyone's hating on you.
I'm probably just like latching on to something that I can write about. Yeah. Just morphing it into something angsty, as teenagers do.
Yes, they do.
This is actually the title song of the album. The
what
song
was it?
Sowing the Seeds of Fear and Hate. I don't want to be the one that sows the seeds of fear and hate. I don't want to see all the things that are to be, the seeds grow at a dangerous rate. So who can tell what burns in hell? If angels fly when we die, who will know what will grow? An evil deed that forms a seed. You're sowing the seeds of fear and hate. And out of the seed, torture will reap onto the unexpected. The smell of fear and hate will soon dominate the candles that once burnt. Just thrown away in your sort of sense of rhyme here. So who can tell what burns in hell? If angels fly when we die, who will know what will grow? An evil deed that forms a seed. You're sowing the seeds of fear and hate. The plant then corrupts and our world erupts.
That one's not so ridiculous. I can just imagine like all those bands we used to listen to having a song like that.
That kind of reminds me of the chorus of Chop Suey a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that was before. This is before Chop Suey came out. Wow. This is like 2000. And I think that came out like 2001, 2002.
Yeah.
So take that system over that.
It's not about an egg.
That was from the first book where that I didn't have a band and there were no... It was just lyrics. I don't think I even wrote music for it.
Yeah.
Or if I did, it was just by myself and like a little acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
They weren't actual songs, they were more poems, I guess. Whereas,
have you shown them to anyone else?
Yeah, no. When like in school, I used to like, I'd write a song and be like, oh, check this out, man. And be like, oh, amazing, I love that line. Yeah, I had no shame back then. I thought I was the shit.
Well, at least people are supporting you and praising you for your work.
That's just a fraction of the stuff that's inside her.
Yeah.
There's a whole notebook full of like stuff like that. The second notebook.
I think my favourite was the Humpty. Conspiracy, yeah. Humpty.
The second notebook comes from my band years. And most of these, I think, actually had music to it. And we probably performed a couple of these, maybe.
So your band consisted of legendary Gary, who you've mentioned before.
Yeah.
On drums. and
my friend James.
Has he come up in any previous podcast, James?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
My friend James. It's the three of us. It started out as me, James, and Max, who's come up in a podcast
before. Oh, yeah.
First of all, it started off with me and Max, because we both play guitar, and we're like, oh, we should start a band. We're in the same music. We thought it'd be cool to start a band. But we needed a bassist and a drummer. And I didn't know anyone else who played guitar other than James. I wasn't really friends with James before that. Like, we knew of each other and like we'd hung out as part of a bigger group, but yeah. Not really like talk that much to each other. But I knew he had a guitar and played guitar. So one time, passing each other in the corridor as we were going between lessons, I just said, oh, James, want to be the bassist in my band? And he was like, yep, sure. And then, that started. And then like we had like a band practice like that weekend. He didn't have a bass.
Yeah.
But that Saturday he like made his mum go out and buy him a bass.
And she did.
So he came down to my house to have our first band practice.
How did Gary end up in the band?
He ended up in the band just because, I don't know. I think like he... So we had this other drummer first called Gwyneth. I think she even chipped in to buy a drum kit. Me, James, Max, and Gwyneth paid like £25 each or something to buy like this crappy drum kit that we had to go and collect from Canyon Town.
Was it on like eBay or something?
Something like that, or like in like the news shop. Or whatever. I think it was eBay because I don't think.
And the newspaper.
Yeah. We saw an advert for. I can't remember where we saw an advert, but like we found him up. He's like, oh, you got like a drum kit for sale. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were teenagers and couldn't drive or anything, we had to
carry it all.
We just took like 10 of our friends down there and each like carried like
a piece of drum.
So they had like one person like having like a big tom, the other one small tom.
It's like a marching band on DLR. Just
walking down the road, yeah, like someone had like a cymbal or a couple of stands. I don't know what the guy thought when he answered the door, like 10 teenagers.
And how old were you?
This was like a year before we met, so I guess about 15,
yeah,
maybe just turned 16. So Gwyneth, she was in a band just because she was the only person that we knew who could vaguely play drums.
Yeah.
And she couldn't play drums at all. She knew one little rhythm, which is like just a boom, ch, boom, ch,
yeah,
boom, ch, with a hi-hat going, ch, 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 so boom, ch, boom.
Yeah.
She could only do that, and the songs that we were doing then just didn't suit that whatsoever.
Yeah,
and she did that for every single song. So we were just like, oh, like no. In fact, I think James like sent her a text saying like, oh, it's not really working out. Like,
why didn't you just tell her to learn some more rhythms?
Like, I think her personality clashed a little bit. Like, I didn't really get on that well with her. I think she kind of didn't like me that much.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really happy about her being in a band. I think like she was quite good friends with James.
Yeah.
So I think he initially invited her to be in a band.
Yeah.
But then he also like told her like maybe she shouldn't be in a band anymore.
Yeah.
And I think like he did it via text and she replied back, oh yeah, like that's cool. Like I wasn't really feeling it either.
Yeah.
But then like the next day, she came into the math room and just said like, bitch.
To you?
No, to James. And then just like ignored him for quite some time after that.
Oh dear.
I mean, she got over it. We all got over it. We ended up being in a music class together. When there's like three of us in a music class and we become quite good friends after that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was always where it ends.
But then you say you just replaced her with Gary.
Well, yeah, Gary was just... he had a drum lesson one time in year 8. Like a single drum lesson.
Yeah, you could tell.
And like, he was someone that we could, like, order around a little bit. Like, it was basically me and James would sort of, like... write the basic rhythms and tell him to do something like this, and he would just sort of do what we said. Not very well, but at least. And like, we were all quite good friends. Like, it was a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
That band was never about the music. It was about three friends hanging out and having fun. And we did have like a lot of good fun.
Yeah.
A lot of good times. It wasn't about the music at all. It was at the time. Back then, I was like really focused and like, yeah, concentrated. Whereas now I look back and like, yeah. Anyway, that's the story of the band. These are lyrics that, yeah, some of them we performed, maybe even recorded. Some of them we probably like played once, and then I realised it's a bit shit, so like moved on to others. So this is a song that I've brought up before, the Christmas concert song. I thought it would be interesting to read the whole thing. So it's called, it's gone through a couple of title changes. It was first called Dirty Shame, but I've scribbled that up, and then I called it Anthropic. And then added a miss in front of it. So, so it's misanthropic. Masturbate my pain away. A new religion every day. I'll just quickly say, everyone loved that rhyming couplet. Loved it. Like, this song was a big hit amongst my friends, actually. A few of my friends even had their MSN screen names as, like, the lyrics. From, you know how I used to do it?
Yeah,
back
yeah,
then,
yeah.
You know, like, your favourite lyrics. And a few of them had, like, choice lyrics from the song. So
yeah.
I was buzzing from this. In fact, one of my friends, like, refused to believe that I wrote it. He thought I copied it off someone. He spent ages trying to find out who I copied it off.
Yeah. Before the days of Google, eh?
Yeah. So. Masturbate my pain away. A new religion every day. Disconnect and disapprove. I love the things you hate to do. But I now hate what I've become. You've sucked and dried up all my fun. Do it now before it's too late. You cannot escape my screwed up fate. Then a chorus. Dirty pain, I'm afraid. I'm to blame, I feel pain. My heart bleeds a poisonous venom. Cruel intentions tear your hymen. Fallen angels gasp for breath. She's waiting for the kiss of death. Hot breath melts your skin to semen. Loosen up.
Gross.
Loosen up, I'm just beginning. Terrified by my misuse, but you must be used to disabuse. Dirty pain, I'm afraid, I'm to blame, I feel pain.
I didn't realise it mentioned hymen and semen.
Yeah,
disgusting.
I can't remember how I sidestepped that in the Christmas concert.
Yeah, surely. You must have.
I think I kind of remember just sort of like mumbling those bits. Like, according to...
Yeah, I guess if it's... You had to change masturbate because it's like the first
the
word.
Very first
you
line,
have,
yeah.
It would be weird if you mumble that bit, but it's easier to mumble like the ends of sentences.
Yeah. Hot breath melts your skin. This one is called Swallow. In fact, this is the first song that I practiced with James and Max on just guitars. In fact, Max didn't bring his guitar to the house for some reason, so and we wanted like some percussion.
So did he do beatbox? Pans and spoons.
Came in my biggest saucepan and a wooden spoon.
Oh dear.
Yeah, this is what I wanted Sing Street to be like.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, when I heard about it, I thought, like, I'm going to really enjoy, like, the...
Yeah, because it's going to remind
the
you.
I thought it was going to really, like, bring back some memories. But I was disappointed at how, like, ridiculously polished that was, the band.
Yeah.
Like, they had all the really good instruments straight from the off.
Yeah,
there
and everyone knew how to play it.
Everyone knew how to play it, like, straight away. Everyone's really good at instruments. Yeah. The songs are actually pretty good. I was really disappointed with Sing Street. It did not reflect my my personal experience. Anyway.
Maybe you should make a movie.
I should.
What it's really like.
I should, and I will one day. Swallow. They met over a bag of sweets, struggled hard with silly greets, loved each other from second sight, things beginning to look alright. They hid out in their room all day, acting scenes from a sexual play, trying things they had never done, never knew love was so much fun. Someone to break, someone to spite, chew up and swallow, spit out the bits you don't like. He had to be with her all the time, didn't want to break their bind. She began to suffocate, he realised it much too late. He tried to give her all she needs, but she was just too hard to please. Now she's with another guy, can't even look her in the eye. Someone to break, someone to spite, chew up and swallow, spit out the bits you don't like. He just wallows in his room all day, reading scenes from a sexual play. Now he is just filled with hate, knowing love is not so great. Someone so fake, someone so right, someone so shallow, someone to fight, someone to break, someone to spite, chew up and swallow, spit at the bits you don't like. It's not bad.
It's alright, it's not so ridiculous as the other ones.
No.
I'm not laughing about it now though.
This is called A Girl Inside a Boy. 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 I wrote it out three times.
Okay.
Always playing with the wrong toys. The boy had it all. The boy had it all. The boy had it all. Except he had no balls. Mummy favoured him. Mummy favoured him. Mummy favoured him. Yes, she really loved him. Was bullied at his school. Was bullied at his school. Was bullied at his school because he had no balls. Here's one called Apocalypse Cometh.
Why did you decide to do like a Shakespearean?
It's more dramatic, isn't it? If I ruled the world, you'd be the scum on my shoe. If I ruled the world, everybody would hate you. If I ruled the world, I'd make sure you were never born. If I ruled the world, you'd never see another dawn. If I ruled the world, I'd silence all your music. If I ruled the world, I'd make you fear it.
Fear what? Oh, the world?
Hmm.
Not the music. Your own music.
I'm getting one step closer. You should be afraid. The apocalypse begins with you. I don't know why I'm so angsty though.
So that's what you were listening to.
I guess so. I was all listening to like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Nirvana.
And that's what all your friends liked as well.
Yeah. Black Hole. Say hi to Mr. G with curiosity.
Is that God?
Yeah. This one like is a horrible attempt to be like Marilyn Manson. A horrible, horrible attempt.
Black Hole. That's like.
It's called Black Hole.
Muse did a Black Hole themed song.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
But that,
before.
No, way after.
I mean, you. This was before.
Yeah, like 7 years or something. Say hi to Mr. G with curiosity. The goddamn Bible reeks of religious slavery. The head kissed the dirt, and it moves forward.
What?
The poets that I kill into another world.
What?
It's, I don't know. There's no tomorrow, only a black hole. Life's a vacuum, nothing there but you. Love your enemies and hate your friends. Your life has no importance. Taking, scarring, hating. I wonder if they'll let you do this right. There's no tomorrow, only a black hole. Life's a vacuum, nothing there but you. Black hole. The song ends with... written out like this as well. Black hole, gonna get ya. Black hole, gonna get ya. Oh dear. Tea next.
Fun times.
Yeah. Hello everyone, thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe on iTunes or whatever podcast platform you're using, and share and etc etc etc. I'll be back again next week with a new episode, but in the meantime you can follow me on Twitter at Matthew Laugh Now. Bye.